Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five Coach Cal replacements. And I'm going to go in order from pie in the sky to three in the middle that I find intriguing, and then to one I think is the best fit. And Scott Drew is not on this list.
No.
He's not, because...
Gutless.
I just don't see him doing this twice in one offseason. And like...
Again, he's not one that's known for, like, yeah. Hey...
It is the Kentucky job,
or even his agent, I get,
well,
yeah.
Well, that needs to be... If this comes and goes and he doesn't... Then that needs to be proof in the pudding after this.
Yeah.
Because if he keeps getting mentioned and mentioned then that's not a coincidence.
And by the way, his agent's job is to continue to do what's ever best. Yeah. But eventually, you can get yourself sideways with a fan base that 100% adores you.
Well, by that rule.
Yeah. Well, and look, it was about to happen with Art Briles before everything else, it was Tech and then Texas and all of that. So
in the NFL.
Yeah, there was all those things that were going on. So number five, the pie in the sky, Billy Donovan. Does he want to come back to college? I doubt it. He's the coach of the Bulls right now. But this is a guy who's got two national titles under his belt. Was at Kentucky under Patino when they were winning back then in the 90s. I think, players that he could easily come back in with NIL and all that, but maybe now it's just easier to be in the NBA where your general manager says, all right, we're paying this guy $30 million. Go coach him.
Is that the AD on the left?
I think that's Billy.
Billy Donovan.
Is it really?
That's him now. Like, that's Florida Billy, and then that's today Billy.
I have not really seen, I guess, him of late. Okay.
Time waits for no man.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to leave an NBA gig for Kentucky. I more than that, though, like, why go back?
Yeah.
I'm just not a big believer in, like, you know, I mean, I guess there's certain, like, Bill Snyder, that's a unique situation. Like, they needed him to come back. I don't think Kentucky's like, we got to have Billy Donovan come back. I think if you're Billy Donovan, you've kind of already done your time there, and you've moved on, and I just don't, that just doesn't vibe with me, yeah.
Yeah. Number four, Sean Miller. Is it Xavier now? Was it Arizona? Has done a good job. Now, this year they were ravaged by injuries, but he's someone I think could come in and fit at Kentucky and take their resources and go up. But I don't think he's near the top of the list. I'm just talking about guys that they could get that would take the job that I think would do a good job. And maybe also, and look, they don't need to go with, here's the hottest guy doing the hottest thing. It's the best guy. Because they did that with Billy Gillespie, and he was not a fit at Kentucky at all.
What a disaster.
It was absolutely a disaster. So I think Sean Miller would be a fit. I just don't think that he's going to be a sexy enough hire for them right now.
He would have been if he was leaving Arizona before that.
Yeah.
NCAA stuff, or was it Adidas?
Yeah, he was all in. No, I mean, I guess his was DeAndre Ayton, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Number three. Todd Golden at Florida. This is the young up-and-comer, and if you want to poach from an SEC team that thinks they're trying to get their groove back, this would be it. He's only 39 years old. Probably would have made maybe even a deeper run had they not lost one of their only real post player this year, right in the tournament. But he has them on the rise. They're very good. They're very athletic. He's bringing the shine back to Florida basketball, and, you know, you can. There's another guy on this list. You can do a two for one, which is you can poach somebody from a conference rival and help your program at the same time. Number two, Mark Pope at BYU. Look, they love the style, bombing threes, super aggressive, never out of any game, and he's one of their own. He was on the '96 championship team. He's got a ring. Like, this one makes too much sense not to do because it's so overly practical, but he hasn't done probably enough at BYU yet to get the fans excited. But them coming into the Big 12 this year and then making the NCAA tournament shows you he's a pretty damn good coach if he can do that in year one at BYU. And that would be, I mean, it would be very, very interesting to see Mark Pope go back home.
John Clay earlier saying that, yeah, that's a name that's kind of a dark horse name, but probably not sexy enough right now for Kentucky,
not.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah. Definitely.
But hell, I like him.
I agree with the other stuff, but he's definitely not a big enough name for that.
I'm all about practicality.
Sure.
I mean, like, that's the thing. And I think that sometimes this is lost in things. I mean, Texas A&M has been guilty of this across hires over many sports for a while where, you know, let's show them how many, you know, bags of money we can throw at them and get this big name. Well, is that guy the right guy for you?
You're still
you
know? Waiting on that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, is you're spending big regardless.
Yeah.
Because whoever's coming in is going to get a big contract.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like the 15th best paid in the SEC or anything. Yeah. But I just think people are scared of taking the risk because there's such a huge investment involved. Mm-hmm. It's like that's the kind of thing that can cost you your athletic director job or your analyst job or whatever. So better to go with the guys who have been there, done it, and have proven they can do it as opposed to the unknown, so to speak. But, yeah, I mean, I totally understand the appeal and why his name's getting mentioned. I just don't think that that's going to be, like, the guy to replace Calipari. No. Yeah.
That would be the guy that if they start running up against it, like, look, I'm good where I am. I'm getting a lot of money.
If it starts to drag
like
a little bit, With all due respect to Mark
Pope. It's just like this is not for me right now. Look, I'll compare it to Texas post-Mac Brown, like where they thought they could just call up anybody. And they're like, like, because that can happen. You know, you can be like, you know, look, I appreciate you calling, but, you know, things are good where I'm at right now. And number one, I think the best fit would be Nate Oates at Alabama. You know, he just got his team into the Final Four. He's already in the SEC. He showed what he can do.
Didn't he just get his buyout something?
Yeah, his buyout's really high.
Didn't Scott Drew just get a pump,
Scott's buyout is lower than Nate Oates, but again,
we don't really know that.
If you were here throwing around money and you're Kentucky, like nobody right now, the Kentucky fans, because a lot of them are ready to pay $34 million.
Right.
they'll willingly pay less than that to get another coach, just as the signing fee, as the, what is it, the, like the Japanese Baseball League does, is the posting fee,
yeah,
where
yeah, you've got to send them. Changed a little bit, yeah,
but like, you know, to sign Daisuke Matsusaki, you had to send like them $20 million or whatever it was.
Yeah, the Hiroshima Carp, you got
to. They've got to get that money to make up for it. So yeah, that's probably worth it to most Kentucky fans. If Mitch Barnhart goes up and says, well, we don't want to, you know, hire a coach with a big buyout, they're going to be like, no. That does not matter right now. We are, you know, we just lost our coach. We're fine with it. Like, it worked out probably for everybody, but let's not pinch pennies right here.
Yeah, well, there's a very interesting situation that could be brewing here. But, I mean, I think, you know, the names all make sense. Nate Oates, that would create another domino effect. Also, that Alabama job looks a hell of a lot better than it used to, right? I mean, yep. That was looking suddenly like a real prime spot for somebody else to land.
And I'm also, like, I probably should have put Chris Beter on this list, too, for that job.
But it's not a top five.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But here's the most interesting part. Like, Billy Donovan, that would be tremendous. That'd be, like, the lifelong, you know, the dream that a lot of people have had since he was an assistant coming back. But just the NBA gig, I don't think that makes sense for him. But yeah, I mean, they all make sense. We could dissect them all, why they would work and why they wouldn't. But here's the interesting part is I don't think there's anybody, and I don't know the dude, but I know he's got a huge following for a reason. He's been very successful as a person in this type of a space, you know, whether just be covering college athletics, like that's just in general. But Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio put up a post, and it was passed along, and I saw it on a different board. So unless I'm just getting totally fooled by Photoshop, which I don't think has really ever happened on this show, and I've looked around, a couple of other people have said, like, hey, did y'all see that Matt Jones post? Here's what he apparently said, and I'm sorry if this is paywall, but it is what it is. There's a lot of chatter out there that maybe Calipari is trying to find a way to stay. It sounds insane, I know, but that is making its way around the UK world. He goes on to say that he's got nothing from the school in that regard, but that some messaging coming from Calipari-related sources is picking up steam, and it would explain why no one's heard anything today and why he was out in public walking his dog and then no comment to a local TV guy. So don't rule out the possibility. Don't rule out the possibility that this all ends up with us not talking about a job being open in Lexington, Kentucky. But that was Matt Jones. And if that was anybody else, I'm not even mentioning it.
Yeah.
But since it is somebody who's very clearly in the know, I thought that was worth passing along. So it's very interesting what's to come here, potentially.
He's also just throwing out a possibility because I'm surprised, given that it's been 24 hours now that it's been out there, that there's not been comment from either side.
Why are you walking your dog out in public knowing full well what's gonna happen, dude?
Like
that
just part so weird
to me was like,
now
huh?
This seems to me to be one of those very, like, there is not a more egotistical coach in any sport than John Calipari. It like
Urban Meyer.
That's a pretty heavy dose. I'm not just
I'm just saying that there. It's kind of like
Dave
top
Aranda.
Shelf. Yeah, no, he's top shelf egotistical, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's bad. It depends on how you channel that, but. Again, and I sat through press conferences in Atlanta, and then I went and watched him get his ass actually handed to him in a Final Four in Dallas a couple years later, and his attitude after that was like, bro, they just kicked your ass. Like, you need to, you know, understand the moment a little bit. And that was the last time he was in the Final Four, so, or maybe the year after they went. But this seems to me like, oh, you really want to see how much I love you or you don't love me or what our relationship is? God, let me go threaten to move in with somebody else, and then we'll see.
I'm just like, all right, see ya. Don't let the door hit you. But, I mean, so that's something to watch. And if that were to happen, obviously, Arkansas meltdown would be just of such epic proportions.
Would make Louisville look like just a little tiny.
I'd be the newest subscriber to Hog Sports or whatever the site would be to see what that meltdown would look like for a couple of days. But, yeah, so that's just something that's also being kind of thrown out there now in the last hour or so, I guess.
It's been over 24 hours. John Clay, it sounded like basically that goodbye, enjoy, we appreciate you, we need to move on. But you're right. This is one of the notes about him walking his dog. The audacity to walk your dog in a stroller down a busy road when you know damn well you're the most talked about man in the state at the moment is incredible. This is how I'll choose to remember him.
Well, I mean, it was a little tiny dog, too. Like, the dog, like, he had the stroller, but I guess the stroller's for the dog? I don't know, but there was a lot of cars passing by, like, the very fancy part of the neighborhood or campus, wherever he was, and a lot of big houses. But, yeah, I just found that all sort of odd of, like, on the day of all days. And then, again, maybe he walks his dog all the time and there's not a local TV crew sitting there because they don't have a reason to be. I don't know. But it's not official. That's what we do know right now.
What the hell's in the stroller?
Well, I mean, maybe his dog has, like, leg problems or something. Okay, I don't know. Okay. But
it's running around because he's, like, because the cameraman comes up.
I see it.
And then he's like, come here, you know, getting the dog to come over. He's like, I'm not talking right now. I'm just walking my dog. And then it's just very awkward. And he goes and walks his dog.
That dog, like maybe it's his wife's dog.
Yeah, a little white fluffy dog.
Yeah, that does not. I always think you should get a dog that matches you, like what your spirit is, you know, who you are. And that just, to me, does not match John Calipari. Yeah.
It's just funny. There's all these cars flying by at the beginning of the video.
Like a neighborhood a lot of people like get in and out of very often.
We don't know anything about this neighborhood. Yeah, so I'm just saying it looks nice. It could be like Sorority Row, though, for all we know. But I'm just saying it's just a weird video. And he's obviously doing that on a day when everybody's eyeing him in Lexington, Kentucky. So yeah. I just found that strange. But we'll see. I'm sure we'll have more information by tomorrow.
By the way, WKYT had the video of Calipari walking the stroller and the dog and on the phone talking to somebody at the same time. All right, Garrett, great stuff weaving in and out. Emery Winter is dialing up 365 Sports tonight for 10:30 tonight on the local CW. We appreciate you again. 4 years strong, and we start a new one. We started a new one today. Appreciate everything you brought to the table. We hope you appreciated what we did, too. We went from talking about the national championship to Calipari and who are the candidates. And also, by the way, the solar eclipse from earlier today. Have a great evening. I'm David Smoke for Paul Catalina and Craig Smoke and our sponsors. This is 365 Sports Tonight.
This has been a Rogue Media Network